I have now been married a 12-month and more, and here is a sorrow which troubles me sore, as having my maidenhead now to this day. Is this not enough to make me run astray? Alas, I am almost aweary of life, for to live a maiden though a married wife. My husband is one of the most largest size, and what is the reason I cannot devise, that he should thus balk a young woman, I vow. The sweet joy and pleasure he doth not allow, the which makes me almost aweary of life, for to live a maiden, though a married wife. He brought me much riches of silver and gold, with houses and land to the which was freehold, and gave me a chain with a rich diamond ring. But I am still wanting a far better thing, which makes me, I tell you, quite weary of life, for to live a maiden, though a married wife. I kiss him and hug him both morning and night, which may be sufficient, I think, to invite a husband, methinks, to the passion of love. Yet nothing I find will his appetite move. The thoughts of these things makes me weary of life, for to live a maiden, though a married wife. I'm sure I am youthful and beautiful too, and yet notwithstanding he nothing will do, but lies like a log or a stone in my bed, at which I have wished myself 20 times dead. For why, I am utterly weary of life, to live a young maiden and a married wife. Alas, was he aged, I could not expect the pleasures which he does thus daily neglect. His age is not now above 21 years, yet in pure affection he never appears. This makes me, I tell ye, quite weary of life, to live a young maiden, yet a married wife. I take him each night in my amorous arms, in hopes to provoke him to love's pleasing charms, but straight he falls into a slumber or sleep, and I the meanwhile do both sigh, sob, and weep. Have I not just cause to be weary of life, to live a young maiden, yet a married wife? I feed him with lambstones, nay, cock broth and cream, in hopes that thereby he may most pleasant seem. But yet, notwithstanding this delicate cheer, I tell you no lie, I am never the near. It makes me distracted and weary of life, to live a young maiden, yet a married wife. My sister, she married a cock of the game, and that was, I tell ye, young Robin by name, before she for 17 weeks had been wed. With a son and a daughter she was brought to bed. But here I lie sighing, quite weary of life, to live a young maiden, yet a married wife. Now see what a lusty stout fellow has done, when I'd have been thankful for one only son. But my earnest wishes I find are in vain, in sad sobs and sorrowful sighs I complain, as being, I tell ye, quite weary of life.